Welcome to the San Diego Sabres Radio Podcast, a member of the Star Wars Commonwealth Podcast Network. San Diego Sabres is the premier lightsaber combat training group in the San Diego area. On this show, we get together and talk about saber fighting, combat techniques, and a lot of Star Wars geekery. Hi, and welcome to episode 85 of San Diego Sabres Radio Podcast.
We are only 15 episodes away from our 100th episode, super amazing time of recording sounds.
Ever.
Correct. Yes. Welcome to episode 85.
Welcome to episode 85.
Yeah.
Are you feeling relaxed?
Not really. I hope everyone else is, though.
Oh, have another beer, then. You got a 10% beer. We'll talk about that in a second.
It tastes pretty good.
Good. As we talk about beers, I will be your host, Steve Kirk.
And I will be Eric Main.
And as two out of the three founders of San Diego Sabres, we make up
the High Council.
It's like, are we going to get off phase again there?
I'm trying to think of a new fraction to say for that.
We make up 66.6%.
Repeating
into infinity and beyond.
Of the High Council. All right, I'll do that next time.
Okay. Yeah. So we are out this fine afternoon at a new brewery to us.
It is. It's a Battle Mage Brewing Company.
It's nerdtastic.
Yeah. Gosh. There's an entire wall of just magic, the gathering.
You are absolutely, enamored with that.
I've been reading all the cards.
I can tell in your eyes, you're like, how can I have that at home?
Yeah. Maybe not with magic, but with some other games for sure.
Sure. You could do different games on different walls. Or different rooms. Yeah, don't look at Katie.
I don't think she'd go for that.
Nothing? Hi.
We're not redecorating or anything. Things are great.
We have a one-bedroom apartment.
Well, you know, for the future.
So they have little art cards that people get to draw and color.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of the way kids do placemats at Denny's, but nerdtastically. So it's better.
It's really cool, though, because it's their logo, I think.
Yeah, it's like this. It's a wizard mage dude.
Yeah.
It's not the one on the... coasters.
Yeah. No, it looks really cool.
Yeah. It's a wizard who's throwing a fireball spell while holding this ginormous pole arm axe.
It's a battle axe. The war axes are the one-handers.
Okay. That's definitely like a three-handed axe.
So he's like...
It's taller than he is.
Yeah. Yeah. Battle axes are quite large.
Mm, it is. So it's a really cool drawing.
Indeed.
And they've got, banners for the Alliance and the Horde from World of Warcraft.
Indeed.
There is the Iron Throne from Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
There are swords and helms and shields around the place. I hesitate saying real ones, but real life looking.
They look really cool.
They do. The Wall of Magic behind me.
Indeed.
And the beers are all nerdtastic.
Indeed. I've only had two, but they're both pretty good.
Which one are you having here now?
Hooded Assassin.
The Hooded Assassin Old Ale at 10%.
It's pretty good.
It's a smaller pour than usual because it's 10%.
Well, they don't know me, so I'll let them slide.
No, it's okay. I'm having the Divine Light with apricots.
That one was good.
Yes, it's quite nice and it's not too fruity, just a hint of fruit.
Yeah.
It's very nice. Easy drink on this. Here it is, the end of October. And it's still almost 90 degrees out.
Yeah, I could really do without that.
Yeah.
Not going to lie.
I miss cool times. What else do they have up there? The Astral Hammer. Verses of Victory.
Indeed.
Hopduken? Hopduken.
Hopduken. I like that.
Shroud of Mist. The Summon Ifrit? Ifrit. It's a 6.1% amber.
It's a how much percent?
6.1.
And you said it's an amber?
Hoppy amber.
Huh. Hmm. It's a 6.1% lady friend. Inside joke.
Inside joke. There is the Chaotic Evil, which is a hazy extra pale ale. Mm. Dark Machinations, which underneath says ? But it's only 4.6%.
Oh. Okay.
So ironic that it's dark but light.
It's just vodka.
yeah, it's just vodka. Chocobo Hef.
There's a chocobo
Hefeweizen. Do it. Yep, she's in. Versus of Victory, which is an English brown ale, which I might try next. And that covers it. And like, we saw pictures of this, and this, like, we got a little bit of a nerd heart on about the serving platforms for when you get a flight. Like, in a lot of cases.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's normally just like a little board
or
something boring. They have a battle axe shaped flight board.
It was super cool.
Yeah, they're hanging up there. They're super awesome.
Yeah.
They're totally cool. So if you are in the San Diego area and you're a nerd,
check it out.
Totally worth. Now, this is up in North County in Vista, so it's, you know, a little far away from downtown. But, like, it's super chill here.
Mm-hmm.
Great little vibe. They do, you know, tasting room here in the front with all the brewery in the back. And this is just, it's a great selection. I love it so far.
Yeah.
Awesome vibe. We were just listening to, what did we decide it was?
It was like punk, polka metal.
Like polka metal, punk.
It was
something
super cool. Yeah. Yeah.
It was
really cool.
It was interesting.
Yeah.
We were kind of getting into it. Katie was like, what's wrong with you people? We were talking about the polka metal. Yeah. She's just going to drink your beer. Oh, which one is that? Oh, Chocobo Hef.
I got to take a sip real quick.
Ooh, sip the Hef. Easy on the nose. Nice. He takes a sip.
Ooh, that's... What does that remind me of? I don't know, but it's really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, 3 out of 3?
Is 3 the highest?
Yeah, keep it simple.
Oh, I mean, meaning like how many I've had?
No. Like on a scale of 1 to 3.
Yeah, 3, I guess.
Okay.
Never rated anything out of 3 before.
Well, if it were out of 5.
Yeah. It's 5.
No. Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was good.
Dang. That's impressive.
That might be my favorite so far, actually.
It's
pretty good. I hate chocobos.
That might be a whole podcast episode in and of itself.
Maybe.
It sounds like you want to talk about it a little bit.
I'd rather not.
Okay.
People want to know. That's what we're here for.
Ooh, deathmatch. Chocobo versus...
a minigun.
Rose Tico.
A meat grinder. Rose Tico.
I don't even know what a chocobo is, and I'm just having fun with this.
Oh, man. She would try to save it because she probably loves it.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know. I don't like both of those things. I don't know what's more damaging. Well, okay, chocobos aren't bad. Yeah. I just don't like them. Rose is bad.
How is she bad? She's not a bad person.
No.
It's like a chicken.
No.
Oh, it's a battle chicken. Well, one does like a good battle chicken.
Yeah.
To be fair, oh, you can put a saddle on it. Wow.
It's from the franchise that doesn't quite understand the meaning of the word final.
of a fantasy nature?
Indeed.
Yeah. So, anyway, here we are at Battle Mage, having beers and casting pods.
Yes, we are.
There's no video this week. Yay.
No video.
No, it's a normal, easy week for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, less work for me. Hi. So, we thought it has been a while.
A while.
Since we did some what-ifs.
Indeed it has.
There hasn't been much of anything to really talk about in Star Wars lately.
That's true.
And we've talked quite a bit about saber combat lately.
Yeah.
With swords and sabers and mini tournaments and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We thought we'd delve into the...
To the ifs of the what's.
The what's, indeed.
Because it's been a while. It's been a few months since we did some.
Yeah, I think we got some good ones lined up today.
Yeah, these could be interesting.
Yes.
So why don't I start us off with one that came from one of our initiates.
He's a Padawan.
Oh, damn it. Okay, he's a Padawan. You just keep collecting them like Pokemon.
Oh, I can't take any more at the moment.
Have no more time.
I've hit my self-imposed limit.
Good. That's, what, 17?
No.
Feels like it?
It's 6.
It's 6, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Anyway, from our Padawan, Steven, Marina's actual husband, not me. I know. Steven asks us to explore, what if Mace Windu trained Anakin?
Well. I think that would change a decent amount, actually.
A fair amount of things.
Would you like to start, or shall I?
No, you have this look like you know where you want to take this. So we go back to the Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
So I guess the decision would be made there. So what would... Let's ask this. Mace was very not in favor of Anakin even being in the room.
No, because he was supposed to be the chosen one before Anakin was found.
Oh, Mace was? Mm-hmm. Oh, dethroned.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, you don't mess with Samuel L. that way.
You don't mess with the Windu.
So if the Windu accepted the fact, and maybe he would take it as if he accepted that Anakin could be or was the chosen one, then perhaps he would take it upon himself to be, then I must be the one who trains him.
Yeah, the way I could see it going is if, I think a few things would have to happen. Qui-Gon still has to die. Because he was going to train Anakin originally.
Yep.
Without the approval of the council, if I must.
Right.
And either Obi-Wan has to die to...
That's sad.
To Maul as well.
I don't like that.
Or something has to happen that would prevent him from being able to train Anakin.
So let's just go with... I don't want Obi-Wan to die.
Same.
And that's just me. But
not yet, anyway.
No, he has to at least get through the mullet phase. Can't have him die with a mullet. Come on.
True.
So let's say the Phantom Menace plays out. Qui-Gon dies, and the council, or maybe at that point, Mace, for whatever reason, volunteers to train Anakin, and somehow he gets assigned to do it.
I'd rather. Because that's really out of character. I want something to happen to make him do it.
Oh, okay. Like he wants to or is forced to?
Maybe a little bit of both.
Okay.
Maybe he like puts on this appearance of reluctance, but deep down.
Secretly.
Yeah.
He wants that Anakin.
How about... Okay, if Obi-Wan, let's say Obi-Wan is injured really badly in the fight with Maul, and something happens to where Maul is still beaten, quote unquote.
Sure. Becomes half the man he used to be.
Yeah, at least for a decade or so.
Yeah, till the spider legs.
And maybe Obi-Wan has to recover.
Sure.
And...
So Obi-Wan's taken out of commission for a while, at least.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the council slowly comes around to the fact that if he is the chosen one, then they should probably be involved with his training.
So do you think, I don't know if we're getting off track because we're trying to figure out how this starts, but do you think the council gets influenced by the fact that now they have seen there's a Sith that somehow... I was going to say, somehow they come to believe that the Sith are coming after Anakin.
Possibly.
And therefore, Anakin needs to be trained so that he can be on the light side.
Sidious might influence them a little bit, too.
Sure.
Because Mace kind of draws on that darkness, I think he would have an easier time influencing him.
That's racist. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
That I could buy.
Okay.
So if that's how it comes about.
Sure.
I'm fine with that.
There's our starting position.
Yeah. So Obi-Wan is recovering from a serious but non-life-threatening injury from combat.
It could be life-threatening. That's why he's off the table for a while.
Okay.
He's in recovery for 6 months.
Sure.
So he can't do anything.
those back to tanks, though.
Those back to tanks, yeah.
So, and we say the only one who maybe doesn't have a student at the time is Mace, so maybe that's why he has to do it.
Whatever the reason. He either volunteers or is assigned.
Okay. So I think this would actually make Anakin much more powerful. Initially and later on down the road.
Okay.
Because his mentality and fighting style, his natural style, is a lot more similar to that of Mace than it would be to Obi-Wan. At least Obi-Wan after he lost Qui-Gon.
Sure.
So I don't think Vapod would be on the table.
No.
For a long time.
No.
I think Anakin would still favor
Jem So.
Yep. Or, well, no, he'd favor Shien initially.
Okay.
But I don't think it would take him as long to choose to switch over to Jem So.
Mace would not necessarily encourage him, but allow him to get there faster.
Yeah. And Anakin would want to become, you know, as powerful as he can. And Mace is a great emulation of power because he's Mace Windu. And I think Anakin would recognize that, and he'd go right along with it.
Because he does like his power.
He does.
He hates being held back.
He does, yes.
So, interesting. Do you think there is a course change, an alteration in his emotional development? Because that's kind of his downfall, is being very powerful yet emotionally a child.
I think it would be worse.
Oh, interesting.
Because Mace's emotional state is not great either.
He's more apt to listen to his emotions.
Yes, whereas Obi-Wan,
quite the other way.
Quite a bit more cautious.
Yep.
I think it would be worse for his mental state. And I think he might try to pursue saving his mom earlier. Now, the fact or the question of whether he actually would go and do it or not is still there. But I think he would want to a lot sooner. And I'm not sure how Mace would respond to that.
Interesting.
Because Mace, he wasn't necessarily a by-the-books kind of person.
Right.
But he did follow the council. Pretty much to a T. I mean, he was more or less in charge of it with Yoda.
He was the council.
Indeed.
In his own mind.
Yeah. And he was the sitting Grand Master when Yoda wasn't there.
Sure.
So, I mean, he's more or less in charge of the order. So, but then again, I think it would be one of those things where Mace would tell him to, like, do as I say, not as I do kind of thing. And I don't think Anakin would like that very much.
No, not at all.
So if Anakin ever got
It's almost worse than under Obi-Wan.
Yeah, because at least Obi-Wan is trying to do the right thing at the same time, or what he says is the right thing.
Yeah.
So if Anakin ever got the, like, chance to, or got an assignment off-world of Coruscant, he might try to capitalize on that.
Yeah.
But just for the sake of discussion, we'll say that the events of Attack of the Clones still proceed similarly all the way up until...
Sure.
Because there would be a security detail assigned to watch Padme when she gets to Coruscant.
Yep.
It wouldn't be Obi-Wan.
Could be. But Obi-Wan would either be solo or have a different Padawan.
Yeah, I think it would be Anakin. And maybe like one other, just other Jedi. Because Mace wouldn't do it.
Mace wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
But would he send his Padawan off to do that?
I think he would.
Could.
Because there is that connection there with him and Padme.
It just seems like... I guess he could.
Actually,
I guess that's fair. Because if you look in Clone Wars, there are times when Anakin sent
Ahsoka off on missions.
Yeah.
Without him being present.
Right.
Okay, so we're okay with that.
Yeah.
That's fine. Dave Filoni has blessed that. Thanks, Dave.
So.
Hashtag not a sponsor.
Let's say that Anakin and Jedi A are watching Padme.
Okay.
The centipede
two
things.
Of them.
Yeah. So similar security detail. It's just one of them isn't Obi-Wan.
Well, in Attack of the Clones, it was just one. It was just Anakin.
No, no, no. When she's on Coruscant.
Oh, in her apartment.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was thinking after she left to go back to Naboo.
Right, so...
Okay.
You know, the assassination attempt happens. I think Anakin notices it a lot
with
sooner.
With Sam Wessel.
Indeed.
I like that name.
He goes in, saves her, the drone thing flies out. We'll just say that Jedi A jumps through the window like Obi-Wan does.
Oh, okay.
And... gets shot out of the air like Obi-Wan did, but let's just say for the sake of simplicity that that person dies.
Okay.
Anakin doesn't make it in time with the speeder to catch the other Jedi, but makes it in time to see the getaway vehicle.
And they obviously don't catch Zam Wessel because there's no Obi-Wan to go into a bar to find him.
Yeah.
Or her. Or
so
it.
Let's say that...
Not assuming gender here.
So they're lost...
Yep.
There's no dart because Jango doesn't kill the assassin. And even if there was, Obi-Wan was the one who was friends with Dexter.
Yep.
Who told him about Kamino.
We never see the really dramatic scene with Jocasta Nu.
If it is not on our records, it does not exist. There's none of that, which means...
That's a loss right there, really.
That it kind of is because they have no idea where to look now.
You know what I like about that scene is it highlights in a really subtle way the arrogance of the Jedi, that where they've come to.
With what in particular?
Jocasta Nu.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I mean, on the surface, you're just like, well, she's kind of stuck up. But actually, it's an example of the entire order.
Which really goes to show you, like, if she's in charge of the archive,
I know,
you'd think she'd have a general idea of what's in there. So it's...
Well, I wouldn't expect her to know every planet in the universe.
No. No. But, like, I don't know. That was always kind of iffy to me.
But again, it's a good example. You're right. It's like, well, the way my mind works, it's like if somebody is expecting something and you don't find it, it's like, well, let's look somewhere else.
Yeah.
And she just dismissed it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, clearly, you're wrong.
Yeah. So there's no... They don't know where to look.
Yep.
Kind of a dead end.
Yep.
Padme would still probably go back to Naboo after two assassination attempts.
Yeah, after two attempts on Coruscant, she's done.
So
she's out.
She's going back to Naboo with Anakin, which means that she's probably just going to chill there. And if Anakin hadn't tried to get his mother earlier, this would be the time for him to do it.
He's still going to fly fruit at her to try and impress her.
Aggressive negotiations. So that still occurs.
Fireplace scene?
Yeah. Yes.
It's a little cringy.
The space pair followed by the fireplace.
The space pair.
So they go to...
Does he ride the giant ticks? Ooh.
Yeah, those are... Those are weird. They look like giant ticks.
That's like...
Or fleas or something.
Yeah, those were strange. They're kind of creepy.
So Anakin goes, finds his dead mother, kills the sand people.
Okay.
And now they're just chilling on Tatooine.
And the women and the children.
Yeah, not just the men.
Yes.
But see, now here's where we reach something interesting. Because there was no Naboo, there was no chase with Jango to Geonosis.
Right.
So, it's like, what kind of happens here?
So, they're not on Geonosis.
Right.
Dooku's there. They have no reason to flee. Like, they can just keep on chilling in their honeycomb hideout there.
More or less, yeah. Either what happens, I guess, eventually is they just go back to Naboo because they're never contacted by the council.
Yeah.
Or they just chill in Tatooine until he's called back to the temple or until she decides she wants to go somewhere else.
Shopping.
Right?
Need some new dresses.
which means that there's no knowledge of the clone army by the Jedi Council.
Yeah. Ooh.
Which means the only ones that know about it are Sidious and... well, I think it's just Sidious, actually, at this point.
I think it's just...
More or less.
Yeah.
That's an interesting spot.
Yeah.
Because it's like, what happens then? The Clone Wars don't start on Geonosis.
Right.
There's no conflict on Geonosis because no one's ever there.
But, okay, but... So you say that. So what happens then is that Palpatine has to construct another way for the Clone Wars to start. He needs the Clone Wars.
Right.
He has to have that.
Yeah.
So he finds some other reason. He architects something.
Right. So Geonosis never occurs. Let's just say within the next 1 to 6 months in the timeline, an event occurs where... someone is drawn to Kamino from the council on maybe some kind of distress thing or something. The army's discovered.
Or something else. Or he leaks something else about the disappearance of Sifo-Dyas.
So, yeah, I'm thinking it has something to do with Sifo-Dyas.
Yeah.
And so eventually the war starts.
Yes, eventually.
But this would also mean that Jango Fett is still alive.
Yes.
So he's still... a factor.
Still him and Boba.
Whether or not it's a big factor, meh.
I don't think it matters.
He's still alive, yeah.
He's around.
So
that means Boba doesn't grow up all angsty.
No. He's quite a bit less angsty.
Yeah.
So now we come to, does Anakin have as much field presence in the war because his master is Mace? Because Mace had a decent amount of battlefield time during the war.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he had his own...
He had his own platoon, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like...
Division.
Yeah.
But at some point, when was it? This always trips me out because you never... I don't think we outright see Anakin taking and passing his trials and becoming a Jedi Knight.
No, we only see the ceremony in the Tartakovsky version.
Yeah.
And for like 10 seconds, so.
So between Episode 2 and Clone Wars, the animated series, he becomes a knight.
Yeah.
And in Filoni's Clone Wars, he then takes on Ahsoka as a Padawan.
Mm-hmm.
So do we... At what point in this new thread does he become a knight? He has to kind of detach from Mace at some point.
Correct. I think it'd be around the same or similar time.
Like when the new, we'll call them the new, when the new Clone Wars start-ish?
I'd say maybe like 6 to 12 months into the war.
Okay, so he gets a little battle experience underneath him.
I think it's his exploits.
Proves himself to Mace.
I think, yeah, it's his exploits that push it over the edge.
And Mace then blesses him and says, go forth and prosper, my son.
Indeed. Be fruitful and multiply.
Indeed.
Except not, because he's a Jedi.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, yeah, I guess they technically can.
Yeah, as long as they're not attached.
Yeah, just pay child support.
That's attachment.
Oh, well, it's a little bit more like a contract.
Yeah. Okay, yes. So that happens.
Okay.
Now, there's two interesting factors, in my opinion. One of them is Grievous. And I think he's more or less the same as he was in the newer Clone Wars. The more interesting factor, though, would be Dooku.
Yeah.
Because Anakin never encountered him on Geonosis.
No.
Which was the original... mental smack to get him to study more Jemso.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say he's already been doing Jemso.
Okay. He probably has.
Yeah.
I would say Mace would certainly influence him in that direction or allow him to progress that way naturally.
Right. It wouldn't surprise me, or at least it would definitely make sense if at some point during the war, Anakin were to encounter Dooku.
Sure, I don't see why not.
And so the question is, because he's never fought him before... He doesn't have the past experience of what Dooku can do.
Mm.
That being said, though, he is probably stronger in this timeline.
Yes, I would agree.
So it's interesting.
He's physically stronger. He's matured more in the Force by this point. Has more battle experience.
I wouldn't say he's mentally as stable, though, even though he was definitely not stable in the original timeline.
I think he maintains some element of instability, but I kind of want to think that by being under Mace, who is familiar with taking advantage of emotion, i.e. Vapod.
Right. Vapid.
That he might help Anakin become more powerful through use of his emotions.
Yeah.
Make that separate from stability,
mm-hmm.
which actually almost makes him more powerful than he was in the original universe.
Oh, he's certainly more powerful.
Hmm.
I don't see Mace trying to teach him Vapod.
No, I don't either.
At least not yet.
I don't know that he ever would. He held on to that pretty close.
He tried to teach two of his other apprentices.
Yeah.
And they just goofed it up, like, horrendously.
Yeah.
And it's not like he actively sought to teach it to them, but they tried to emulate it. And he essentially just, like, was like, nah, you gotta not do that.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. So, Vapod or not, because Vapod isn't very effective against Dooku anyway.
No.
Considering he doesn't fight with rage or aggression.
Yeah, it's the wrong form.
So...
It's better against a truth Sith.
Yeah, yeah.
And I still think Dooku was merely a pawn of Palpatine. He wasn't, again, he wasn't like a full apprentice.
Oh, yeah, just of a course. Pawn, yeah.
A lieutenant.
A shoulder cape.
Mm.
But in this timeline, I would definitely say that Anakin wins based, like, solely on the fact that he would be at very minimally, marginally stronger than he was at the beginning of Revenge of the Sith. And even though he's never fought Dooku before,
he's got the experience.
He has combat experience. Yeah. He's been trained by Windu, who was one of the only people that could ever contend with Dooku.
Sure, yeah.
And the aggression and kinetic energy was Dooku's weakness anyway.
Mm.
So if there's just more of that, I don't see Dooku winning. Especially not against a stronger Anakin.
Yeah.
So they encounter him at some point or another.
Yep.
Probably a little bit later in the war than what originally happened.
Yeah.
Dooku dies.
Does that end the war? Kind of like it does in Revenge of the Sith?
No, because capturing Grievous was supposed to end the war. Because they still had to go get him on Utapau.
I love that name.
Utapau.
Utapau.
Yeah, and if Anakin ever encountered Grievous, if it's the newer Clone Wars Grievous,
yeah,
he would fondle him super easily. I don't see any way that Grievous could beat this Anakin.
No, that's not happening. So he takes out Dooku. He ends up cleaning up by taking out Grievous fairly easily. They just got to track him down.
Yeah.
But with Dooku out of the way, Grievous is easier to find.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, blah, blah.
So let's say that Utapau still happens.
Utapau.
But who would go? Would it be Anakin or would it be Mace?
Mace is back being Mace. He's back on Coruscant. He's running things while Yoda does his stuff.
So it's Anakin that goes.
I think it's Anakin that goes. Okay. I mean, why would Mace go himself versus sending Anakin?
Right. That's true. Anakin would destroy Grievous.
Mace doesn't get out there and get his hands dirty too often. I mean, he did come to Geonosis.
Yeah.
But...
because the Clone Wars are wrapping up.
Yeah.
He's going to go back to the Council.
Yoda went, so Mace had to go. He couldn't be shown up by Yoda.
True.
And they had the whole clone army.
Yeah.
So...
now, this comes with another, I guess, kind of question mark, if you will.
Mm.
Because Anakin is with Mace, I don't think he's going to be as friendly with Palpatine as he was in the original timeline.
I was going to ask about that. Is Palps is still going to want to influence Anakin?
Yeah.
But you think his influence is less because he's with Mace?
I think it's a lot less.
Because Mace is not a Sheev fan.
No.
By any means.
And neither is Obi-Wan, but Obi-Wan was more like, eh, they're all politicians.
Eh, they all suck.
Whatever. Whereas Windu is straight up like, I don't trust him kind of thing.
This guy sucks.
Yeah. So there's definitely more darkness there to influence, but it's not as accessible, in my opinion, as it would be.
Okay.
Or as it was in the main timeline.
So do you think, is there a path here for Sheev to still turn Anakin?
I think a path is still there, but I don't think it occurs the same way.
So then this begs the question, does that make Windu a specific target for Sheev to get taken out so that he can kind of influence, let me console you, Anakin, after your master's been killed?
Yeah, but again, I think it'd be weird because I don't think that's the person Anakin would go to if that were to happen.
Do you think they don't maintain a relationship at all?
Not at all, but I think it's more of just professionally.
They just get together every other Thursday for lunch.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
And they play card games.
Yeah. I would love to see Sheev and Anakin sit down and play Magic for a couple hours.
Sabacc.
Sabacc. With dice.
I mean, Han Solo card game.
Have you seen my dice?
Yeah.
Sheev believes him to be the one.
Yeah.
So Sheev still wants him. He's going to have to balance this out against Mace, but he's got Mace blinded as well. So it just means he has to get a little bit more sly about how he does it. I think if Mace becomes problematic for him, he'll find a way to get Mace off the board.
Yeah.
Palpatine's pretty laser focused on creating his empire and taking over.
Right.
He's not going to let anybody get in the way.
Right. And see, I think the way I see that going down is something along the lines of when Anakin does report to Palpatine about whatever he reports to him for, just as a Jedi, I think Palpatine pulls one of those, like, you're like one of the only ones I can trust with this information that I just found out about the Jedi Council and what they're planning to do and yada yada kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I think that's how it would have to go.
Okay.
And I think he would have to turn him against Windu that way.
Okay. But he does have to do that.
He does have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has to make Mace the bad guy at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep.
But see, now if Anakin tries to confront Mace, and if it escalates to combat, Anakin is either dying or he is losing a limb or all of them.
Well, he has to lose a limb somehow. Or three.
Yeah. So
that's interesting.
And I don't think Palpatine would try to engage Mace on his own. The only reason he did in the main timeline was because he was literally backed into a corner.
Well, Mace confronted him.
Yeah, exactly.
Palpatine didn't confront him.
Yeah, so he didn't really have a choice.
Okay.
I don't see Anakin turning in this timeline.
At all?
Not during this period in the timeline.
Takes longer.
I think it would take longer.
Does Sheev delay the Empire until that happens? Or does he do that? He might have to, because the only way he creates the Empire is by destroying the Jedi Order. So he can't keep Anakin around as a Jedi, quote unquote.
Right.
And have the Empire at the same time.
I think the most likely thing, like in my opinion, is that Sheev tries to lie to Anakin about something the Jedi are, quote unquote, planning to do.
And or Mace, specifically.
Yeah. Anakin brings it back to the Council and Mace. They prove to him that that's not what they're trying to do.
Ooh, Anakin's on the Council.
Yeah.
And he's a master? That's another question. Anyway.
Maybe, maybe not. But
okay.
The Council and Mace prove to Anakin that it's a lie.
Mm.
And then Mace and Anakin go confront Palpatine.
Ooh.
Okay. At that point, I think Palpatine dies.
Because both of them against Sheev, yeah.
Because he's not beating both of them.
No.
He's not even beating Mace.
He's a he's really good at swordsmanship, but those two have way more both power and experience.
Yeah, plus they're fighting together, and they're master and student.
Yeah.
So even if Mace, or even if Sidious were to take out Anakin, that's just going to make Mace kill him faster.
It's
going to
be at such a cost.
Yeah.
That he's not, he's just not going to have the reserves to stand up against Mace as well.
Yeah, and I don't think he would try to kill Anakin because he is the one that he wants.
He's the one
after all.
Yeah.
So I think more than likely Palpatine dies in this timeline.
God. And then the Empire just doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen.
And
but
the Jedi Order survives.
But I think that, actually, no. If this were to occur, I don't think Anakin would turn at all.
Yeah, that's where you're going with it.
Because the reason Padme died in childbirth was because of his turn to the dark side.
She couldn't save the thing she loved. Sorry.
Damn it. But yeah. So she gives birth.
Yep. So they still have a fling. They still have her thing going on in secret.
Yeah.
Does Mace know?
I think Mace either knows, or Anakin, because of everything they've been through and just accomplished together, I think Anakin trusts him enough to be like, this is what's going on.
By the way,
yeah,
we bumped uglies and there's going to be some kids coming.
Yeah, and because of the fact that it's Anakin, I think the council would not only allow it,
give him an exception,
but bring them into the temple.
Oh, interesting.
And they would live there.
So do we think the council in general has a stronger belief that Anakin is the chosen one as a result? Like, is that why they give him a little special treatment?
I honestly don't think it matters at this point.
Okay.
Because Palpatine's dead.
Sure.
So it was kind of Mace and Anakin that brought, that destroyed the Sith.
So Mace might argue on his behalf and.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So now Luke and Leia are raised in the Jedi Temple.
Yeah. And they become
a universe.
They become obscenely powerful.
Obscenely.
With that kind of training.
Oh my God. That's amazing.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. And Jocasta Nu never finds out about Kamino.
No one ever finds out about Kamino. Which means that the events of the sequel trilogy don't take place either.
Right.
Because there's no remnants of the Empire.
Yeah, there's no Empire, so there's no remnants, so there's no thing, and there's no stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no thing, and there is no stuff.
None at all. yeah. Interesting. Maul still comes out after Obi-Wan. Obi-Wan still kills Maul.
Yeah. But Obi-Wan is probably not on Tatooine.
This is true. He could be, but he'd be at the Cantina. Obviously.
Yeah, but Maul dies.
Probably on Coruscant, like down at 1313.
Yeah, if Maul is dumb enough to try to like Malgus his way into the temple.
Oh, God.
He's just getting dropped.
Please.
And if he tries to confront Obi-Wan anywhere else, Obi-Wan's going to beat him, so.
Yeah.
I think that's where that scenario would go.
That's a whole new universe.
Yeah.
I didn't think it would go there. I thought this would kind of just end up like, Anakin's a little stronger and, you know, a couple little things changed. But no, we've destroyed the entire Empire.
It affects so much.
Wow.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, who knows where it goes, because the Jedi Order continue. Mm-hmm. They realize they were blinded by the Sith. They think that they've destroyed the Sith. To be fair, Snoke's still out there somewhere, but he might just stay out there for infinity.
Yeah.
At this point.
He's got no resources.
He has no resources. There's no Palpatine to sense something out there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no reason to go find him.
Well, now that Palpatine isn't blinding the Jedi, they could eventually sense.
You think this is their wake-up call?
Yeah.
So maybe they sense.
They might sense him, yeah.
Well, it's interesting because allegedly, see, this is a power in the Force thing, because allegedly Palpatine's the only person who can sense Snoke,
mm-hmm.
which means you need somebody as powerful as Palpatine to do it, and most of the Jedi are not.
Right. However, because Anakin never becomes Vader, his force potential is never limited.
Okay.
Which means his full potential is most likely realized.
Okay.
And so he becomes, if that's the case, he blows Palpatine out of the water.
Oh, damn.
So.
That's pretty serious.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But, yeah.
Like Grandmaster Luke level?
Better.
Oh.
Yeah, because Luke, I mean, Luke didn't have as much, I mean, he still had a crap ton more than most people.
Yeah.
But he wasn't Anakin. Oh. Anakin was stated, you know, canonically and by many different people to have the most potential in the Force literally ever. So, yeah, if he doesn't lose all of that living tissue, then yeah, he obliterates. Zero diff.
It's a whole new world.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
And especially if he can, if he becomes even relatively the same tier in the light side as Yoda, but with that much more force ability, that's GG.
Game over.
GG with no re.
Good game.
Yeah.
Good game. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot more I could actually go into, but I think that's a good place to end that.
Written and directed by George Lucas.
Yeah,
right there. With that, let's take a break and get more beer.
Yeah, boy.
Okay.
State your name for the record.
Jyn Erso.
Forgery of imperial documents, possession of stolen property, aggravated assault, resisting arrest.
On your own from the age of 15. Reckless, aggressive, and undisciplined.
This is a rebellion, isn't it? I rebel.
We have a mission for you. A major weapons test is imminent. We need to know what it is and how to destroy it.
Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
What will you do when they catch you? What will you do if they break you? If you continue to fight,
we're back after 3 hours off. Not really.
That was a fast 3 hours.
I know. I thought it was just one beer.
Well, yeah. We don't want to break the immersion.
Oh, sorry. Fourth wall. Sorry, fourth wall, people. So let's move on to another one here.
Okay.
We came up with this. No, there's no attribution on this, but Steven, thank you for the last one. That was great.
Indeed.
And
you destroyed the Empire.
You destroyed the Empire all by yourself.
Yeah.
And this one we came up with, totally not on the spot.
No.
Totally had this plan for a long time.
A while,
sure. What if in Empire Strikes Back, Luke had actually stayed on Dagobah instead of going to Bespin?
Now you see.
Oh, yes, Governor.
This could also take a few turns. But why don't you start this one, since I went pretty heavy in the last one.
Okay, so obvious thing is, okay, he listens to Yoda and he listens to Ben. He's like, he starts climbing up the ladder of his X-Wing. He's like, no, you guys are right. I'm an idiot. I shouldn't listen to my emotions. Remember the cave.
Yeah.
Ooh, remember the cave. There were snakes. I hate snakes. Yeah, let's not go there.
Why'd it have to be snakes?
Why'd it have to be snakes?
Well, that'd be if Han Solo was on Dagobah.
Oh, that's true. Asps, very dangerous.
Indeed.
You go first. Hey, Luke, there are snakes in your plane.
Mace Windu in Snakes on a Speeder.
Snakes on an X-Wing.
Yeah. That's funny.
So he turns around and decides, no, I need to sit here and keep training with Yoda.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Vader is torturing his friends on Bespin.
Mm-hmm.
Not trying to kill them, just create a situation that causes Luke to come rescue them.
Right.
Fails.
Yeah.
Does he kill them? Or perhaps he just holds on to them?
I think he holds on to Leia.
Definitely holds on to Leia.
I think he might give Han to Boba Fett.
Give Han to Boba Fett and put Chewie back into slavery. But hold on to...
Poor guy.
I know.
He's back with the Empire.
I know. Poor guy. But, you know, he's got that experience in his resume, so...
It's true, yeah.
Mm. So he holds on to Leia.
Yeah.
Uses her as a pawn somehow. So at this point, the whole everything in Return of the Jedi goes out the window.
The whole, yeah, first scene or
certainly
two.
The first stuff.
Yeah.
So Luke stays training with Yoda.
Mm-hmm.
Potentially with some Ben on the side. I'm just saying.
Some Ben on the side.
Ben on the side.
That sounds like something else.
Mm. So he gets more training.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, the whole timeline of training just always throws me off about Empire.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like he's with Yoda for like 3 days and suddenly he's Jedi Knight level.
To me, it always felt like a couple weeks.
Even if it's a couple weeks.
Oh, it's still really fast. Gross.
Come on.
Yeah. It's not like Last Jedi bad, but it's still kind of questionable.
It's a whole different level.
Yeah.
So he gets more training. He becomes a better Jedi Knight as a result, I'd say.
Yeah.
Let's say that, because he has more formal training. Yoda still probably dies when Yoda dies, because that's just old age.
Right.
I mean.
The thing was, he wasn't a knight in Empire. He just picked some stuff up and ran with it, because even Vader told him that he wasn't a Jedi.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree. It's... He becomes Jedi Knight level by the beginning of Return of the Jedi.
Right, which is supposed to be like...
6 months later.
I thought it was a year.
I think it's only like 6 months, but even if it's a year's to become a knight?
Yeah, it's pretty quick.
Sketchy.
Yeah.
But fine, whatever. But that being said, he becomes a better, more mature, more disciplined knight as a result of staying with Yoda.
Yes.
Yoda 1 Kenobi.
Yeah. With a side of Ben.
Mm-hmm.
See, I think that might also be a problem because the encounter with Vader was a large turning point in his character.
It was.
And it actually...
And his hand.
It'll...
So he keeps... Oh, so doesn't lose a hand, doesn't lose a saber.
Yeah.
Saber never gets lost, never shows up at Maz's castle. Again, the sequel trilogy...
Never happens.
Never happens.
Beautiful.
Hashtag confirmed.
But yeah, he keeps his hand, but he doesn't get that beating that I think he needed.
Well, and I was going to say, because he listened to Yoda and didn't take his own internal advice, he didn't kind of take a stand, how does that affect his confidence? Like, could that make him question himself more?
I think it does, because at least in the main timeline, he's like, no, I gotta go do this. And then he comes to find out, wow, I'm actually not ready.
Oh, they were right.
They were right. Whereas in this timeline,
tell your sister.
Yeah.
She was right.
Whereas in this timeline, he doesn't know that.
He doesn't know that. He never gets that beat down.
There's always going to be a question there.
So, you know, let's say there's another opportunity for him to confront Vader. Is he going to then sit here going, oh, I still don't think I'm ready? Is he going to question himself? Oh, I don't know if I'm ready.
I think if he spent enough time with Yoda.
Yoda 1 Kenobi.
And Ben. I think, were they to eventually tell him that he was ready?
Okay, so they would kind of, they'd have to push the button.
Yeah, I think they'd be like, all right, you probably got this. Just, okay. You know, don't be tempted kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think that's what would get him to take action.
Okay. Do many Bothans still die?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
They're all dead.
Bothans all have to die.
Yeah, there's like two left.
Oh, you know, I saw a quick headline. I didn't even read the story today because I was like, I don't know. Matt Martin from the Story Group, I don't know if he was serious about this, but said, you know, what if the Bothans weren't actually a race?
But they are. It's canon that they are.
Is it?
Yes, it is. They appear in many games.
Since,
like, you actually
the
see
buyout.
Them. During events in the Clone Wars, which is canon.
That's true. Okay. Well, tell Matt that he's wrong. It's an interesting idea.
Doesn't surprise me with that story group.
Well, you know, I like the out-of-the-box thinking, though. It's the whole, well,
sure.
What if Bothans, we all thought that they were a species, but what if they were like the Mandalorians, where it was more of an organization?
Yeah, that's nice, but considering we've already seen them.
Yeah, it's fine.
That's like saying, what if Superman's not a Kryptonian, where it's been shown and proven that he is?
It's clearly fake news.
Clearly.
Yes.
That's like...
He's only like 1/1000th Kryptonian, okay? We have the DNA results.
That's like China levels of fake news.
China. They love me in China. China.
China all the time.
Huh? Okay, so what happens with Death Star 2? So Vader holds on to Leia. Leia's not with the Resistance.
Right.
The Rebellion. Sorry.
Yeah, the Rebellion. Rebel scum.
So she doesn't help out during other things. She's not there. Do they? They may still. Many Bothans still die. The information may get to Mon Mothma.
They get wrecked.
They don't know. Do they have Luke? Because again, we're talking about 6 months to a year later. Luke's still probably training with Yoda One Kenobi.
Don't think they have Luke.
I don't think they have Luke either. They don't have Leia, for sure.
Right.
It's not until Yoda dies that he finds out he has a sister.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't know yet.
Right.
Does he still find out? Does Yoda tell him on his deathbed?
Does Yoda spill the proverbial swamp beans?
Swamp beans. Maybe.
I don't see why he wouldn't. I mean, he's already finished the training, so...
At that point, he's finished his training, he's graduated the knight, and here's a reason to go confront Vader is to rescue Leia, because, oh, by the way, you guys are twins.
Yeah.
Can't you tell?
What did it feel like when she planted that big one on you?
How did that make you feel?
Yeah.
Tell me about your mother.
If the answer is anything but gross, then we have a problem. But yeah, I don't see why he wouldn't tell him.
I think he uses Leia's captivity
mm-hmm.
as a reason for Luke to go after Vader. So they use that to send him out to destroy Vader.
Yeah, and I think that makes complete sense.
Because they've trained him to that point. Now you're ready. They feel confident he can take down Vader. Dude, go get him. Woof.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Get him, boy.
Yeah, I can get in on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does that. Death Star 2 is still being built, this time without an exhaust port, because we know how that happens.
Yeah, it just has a giant gaping hole in half of it this time.
That still bothers me, by the way. Still bothers me.
Yeah. Anyway.
I mean, why bother with an exhaust port where you can just have this, you know, 200-foot wide path straight into your nuclear reactor? Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, no one would ever think to look there.
It's not even ray shielded. They just fly right in. Kind of the way Kylo Ren just flies into the bay of that cruiser. I know. Yeah. Bothers me still.
Yeah.
I do have a possible explanation for that, though.
I want to hear that after this.
Okay. So Death Star 2 still happens. Mm-hmm. Luke goes after Vader. Let's say Vader's on the Death Star. They've got a new Death Star. Subblock AA-23 has been resurrected. Leia's back home.
Sure.
Sure. Maybe it's AA-24 this time.
Eh.
Eh.
How are you?
Traditions are hard to break, though. I mean.
Yeah.
So, Death Star 2. Palps is there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, does he? He's got to take out Palps too. If he goes to Death Star, he's going to take out Palps,
right?
Because Palps. So,
and Vader, Vader hasn't been influenced by meeting Luke on Bespin.
Yeah.
So,
but he knows Luke is his son because because the whole thing with, I think it was Boba Fett went and raided Obi-Wan's hut in Tatooine and found his journal and found all the things. And I think that's how Vader found out.
Right. Yeah. It's been a while.
Yeah. So he still knows.
Yeah.
And so he's still holding out hope that holding on to Leia will draw Luke to him. So he still, so Vader still has hopes of maybe he can turn Luke and together they overthrow the Emperor.
That is true.
Okay, that would be hot. Won't happen. It would, but won't happen because Luke's a full Jedi Knight. He's not turning to the dark side.
Yeah, it doesn't mean knights can't turn, but...
Revan.
Yeah, one of many.
You're right, but I don't think he does.
I don't either. I think he's going to die first before that happens.
Yeah. He doesn't know Vader's his father.
No, he doesn't.
So he doesn't have that conflict.
No.
Does Vader tell him? Does Vader tell him when they finally confront? Well, if Vader is still on the track of, let me try and turn him so we can take the Empire over, I think he does. That's how he tries to create that connection. Because if Vader's holding on to Leia and eventually it draws Luke out, Vader realizes Luke is susceptible to emotional connections, to familiar connections.
True.
So creating this whole I am your father thing, he can play off of still.
Well, he knows connections, not familial connections. Because Vader doesn't yet know.
Oh, that's true. That's
Leia's
a good point.
His sister.
Yeah.
But is Vader just going to blurt that out in front of the Emperor at the same time that they're fighting?
No. So I think... So in Return of the Jedi, Luke surrenders to Vader, and Vader takes him to Palpatine. In part because Palpatine said, this could happen, so bring him to me.
He said, do it.
Do it.
I don't see Luke surrendering, though.
I don't see Luke surrendering, too. I think this is more of a confrontation, so I think Vader will try to set the stage of the confrontation elsewhere, away from Palpatine's prying eyes.
Which makes sense.
His creepy prying eyes. Kind of creepy.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Yeah. So Vader's going to want to control the situation.
Mm-hmm.
What if they go to Mustafar? Again, that'd be kind of hot. Huh? No pun intended.
Lol. How's he going to get Luke to Mustafar?
With Leia. He's using Leia's bait.
So he just either tells him or lets info, quote-unquote, slip
leak
that they're on Mustafar?
Yeah, so Luke knows somehow. I'm going to say Luke knows Vader has Leia. In fact, I think Vader wants that information out there.
Yeah, makes sense.
I mean, the Rebellion's going to know.
Yeah.
Right.
Because where else would she be?
Right. Seriously. She's not in Coruscant. She's not out trying on her mom's dresses.
Yeah.
Pretty rad dresses, but still. Yeah. He lets information. Yeah, maybe he does that. He lets information leak that Leia's being transferred to Mustafar.
Mm-hmm.
So, sets up the playground.
Yeah.
That's a great place to try and turn Luke, actually.
It's because of the past? Like, the Force residual energy that's there?
It's Vader's home turf, also.
Right, yeah.
I want to say there's a bit of dark side there.
Oh, yeah, there is.
And there was something in a recent Vader comic about it, so...
There's been a few things, yeah.
Yeah, so that's a great... I think that just, for Vader, is there any other place in the universe better to turn Luke than on his home castle?
Otagunga.
Otagunga.
Yeah.
Utapau.
Right in front of Boss Nass.
I think Boss Nass is a little out by that point.
Yeah, he probably choked on something.
His aspirations.
That was a certain director.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so they go to Mustafar.
So I think there's a good Mustafar battle there to be had.
Sure.
Why not?
Yeah, that sounds cool.
I mean, it's been a place of a good battle before.
Yeah, I'd like to see that, actually.
Round two.
That'd be really cool.
Does Knight level Luke take out Vader on Mustafar?
No.
No, he's not that strong yet.
He's not. Even though this Luke is stronger,
by, more mature, more disciplined.
By whatever amount it may be.
He's still not Vader strong.
He's not going to beat Vader.
Uh-uh.
The only reason he beat Vader in Return of the Jedi was because Vader was also conflicted. And he was not trying to kill Luke either.
Right.
So
he's still not trying to kill Luke.
No, but he's not conflicted at the same time.
True.
So he's got the situation under control.
Absolutely.
And I don't see it going well for Luke.
So Vader would win.
Yeah. I think he would win, like, quite handedly, too.
I was going to say, Luke probably still loses a hand, because it's just going to happen.
Sure. Well, yeah.
This is where Luke loses a hand.
Yeah. And probably his lightsaber.
And the saber.
Well. Yeah, because that will probably go into the lava with the hand.
This time, yeah, it goes in the lava, and again, Maz doesn't get it, so no sequel trilogy.
Yeah.
I'm trying to help you with that. I still like it, but that's a whole nother story. Okay, so Vader lets Luke escape, ?
No, I don't think he does let him escape.
Vader has them both.
Yeah. I think he actively works to turn Luke, like, as often as he can while he has him captive.
The way Dooku tried to, and actually did, turn Quinlan Voss.
Oh, wow. Yeah, similarly.
Okay.
Similarly.
Breaks him down.
Does
Vader... Okay, so then, before we go too far with that, does Vader let Palpatine know he has Luke?
No.
Hmm.
But I think Palpatine would know eventually.
Sure, he's smart like that.
Yeah.
He doesn't trust Vader himself, so he espies.
Exactly.
And if suddenly, hey, your besties spend a lot of time away from home,
right.
Do you have a girlfriend that I should know about?
Is there another droid in your life?
Is there an L3 that you're having sex with?
Oof.
Ugh.
I
know.
Yeah, Vader certainly doesn't tell him, but Palpatine finds out fairly
eventually.
Soon.
6 months.
At the most, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Star Wars time.
Because Vader does have that routine he has to go through where he goes in the tank and the suit is touched up and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And while he's like that, he can't really do anything, so...
That's why he sits in the tank while he's getting the lube oil and filter.
Palpatine could have literally someone just walk in and snoop around where he's living, so I don't think it'd be that hard for him to figure it out.
No. He sneaked that way. Okay, so this is interesting. Okay, so Jedi still doesn't happen.
Right.
So Death Star 2 remains a thing.
And it's even more complete at this point.
Yeah.
If not done,
yeah. Because there's the rebels don't do the thing, and even if they do, they still lose.
They lose, yeah.
More Bothans.
They're just all gone at this point. It's a footnote in the textbook.
Kind of.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, long story short, the Empire prospers.
Empire wins either way.
Does Vader eventually turn Luke or break Luke? So Luke either turns or he's just so broken
he dies.
He's a useless blob in the corner till he melts.
Yeah.
And dies.
So we'll get that one out of the way first.
Okay.
Should Luke die, Empire wins. They win anyway, but...
Oh, sure. How?
You know, that's, you know, GG.
Hmm.
Good job, Vader.
Yeah. Good game, guys. Good game.
And then they just continue on as they were.
Hmm.
If Luke is turned, then that's just worse for everyone.
Oh, yeah. Taxes go through the roof.
Yeah. Indeed. Luke being turned is the worst case scenario for most people of the galaxy.
Uh-huh.
We've
already destroyed the Bothans now.
Yeah, they're gone.
The rest of them are
even obliterated. Yeah. So, okay, let's tackle if Luke turns.
Okay.
Let's say it takes him like 6 to 12 months to turn.
Okay.
just because he's Luke and he's got that inherent force potential. So he's a lot more steadfast than your typical Jedi.
Sure.
But let's say he turns eventually.
Do you think he's on... Where is he compared to Revan at the point where Revan turns? Do you think Luke is as powerful, less powerful? Is it is easy to turn Revan? Or turn Luke as it was Revan? Not that Revan was easy.
Luke isn't as powerful as Revan would be, or was, but he has more force potential. So he will eventually be more powerful than Revan.
Do you think his force potential makes it harder for him to turn?
Yes, and also because the state of the galaxy was different. Revan turned because he didn't agree with the council's outlook on the Mandalorian conflicts.
There's already that chink in his armor.
Yeah, whereas that doesn't exist with Luke.
Yeah, I mean, so Bothans are already dead. There's nothing you can do.
they've been ground up and spread across the shores of Mustafar. But yeah, no, I think Luke, if Luke does turn, it takes a while and it's fairly difficult.
Okay.
But it does happen.
Okay.
And at that point, Palpatine's got to know that they're coming for him.
Yeah.
So he either just ambushes them on the way.
Okay.
And either kills them both or kills one and makes the other submit to him.
I would want to think, given Luke's force potential, I mean, understand Vader's too, but I would think at this point he's done with Vader. He knocks Vader out of the way and makes Luke his new apprentice.
Yeah, I would certainly say that Luke has a lot more force potential at this point in the timeline than Vader does.
Because at this point, Palpatine, since they're coming after him, is like, all right, Vader, I'm done with you.
Yeah.
I got no more patience for you and your suit. Presses the button.
Yeah, and Luke could become way more powerful than Vader could anyway. So... But at the same time, Palpatine could certainly foresee Luke becoming more powerful than him and overthrowing him. So I'm not sure he would want to keep Luke instead of Vader, because he can just he has his thumb on Vader.
It's a risk. You're right.
Yeah.
So he'd have to find some way to control Luke.
Yeah, exactly.
But Luke's already, okay, so Luke's already turned.
Yeah.
He's turned his father once. I think he's clever enough. I would argue he'd find some way to control Luke.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it would be, but probably. Yeah, he'd probably figure something out.
I mean, look at what he's done up until this point in his life.
Yeah.
He's no dummy.
He's in it for the long game.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So let's say that Vader just dies. Yeah, either by button press or Palpatine picks up his sword again, even though he hates doing it.
His laser sword.
Bzz. So, okay, now Luke is with the Emperor.
Ooh, hey, how you doing? So now they're having lunch every other Thursday.
Yeah, right.
Oh, so again?
Everyone's just more screwed.
Yeah.
So
Empire still wins.
Yeah. And if something ever happens to Palpatine, then Luke is just there to take his place.
I was going to say, and
be even worse.
Somewhere through this, Leia dies or gets killed.
Oh, yeah. If Vader has no clue, and if Luke doesn't know, then Leia probably died during
the turning.
The turning, yeah. So,
yeah.
Yeah, everyone's SOL.
Yeah, at that point, Vader has no further use for her.
No. So she did.
Bye-bye. GG.
Yeah.
Okay.
More or less everyone's screwed.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. Yeah. I don't want to live in that world.
I don't think anyone in the galaxy wants to live in that world.
Not so much. Okay. So there we are.
Yeah.
Palpatine finds Snoke? Possibly.
Sure.
Nothing's stopping him.
Let's say he does.
Okay.
Because
Leia's dead. There's no Kylo Ren.
Correct. So let's say that Palpatine is the one actively seeking out Snoke. And instead of it taking like around 30-ish years, let's say it takes like 15 or 20 at the most.
If that.
Yeah, at the absolute most.
Yeah, because he was already making strides toward it at the end of Jedi.
Right.
You know, he had the observatory set up on Jakku, had these caches. Like, he's...
Yeah.
Within 10 years, probably. 20 at the outmost, but I think he'd...
We can go with 10.
Yeah.
So let's say 10 years later.
Yep.
10 years being directly under Palpatine, Luke is going to be a monster.
Oh, my God.
Friggin' beast.
Oh, he's going to make Kylo Ren look like a whiny little teenager. Oh, wait.
Ooh. About that. But yeah, so...
Yeah.
Luke is absurdly powerful at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Granted, not as powerful as he was in Legends.
So not Grandmaster Luke powerful, but 80%?
It's tough because Grandmaster Luke learned from the failings of the Jedi, and he embraced the Force as a whole, whereas this would just be like dark side training. So
sounds like a death metal band.
Dark side cubed.
Dark side.
It kind of does, actually. he'd still be plenty powerful.
Yeah.
Just
not Grandmaster Luke powerful.
No.
Okay.
Because that's
fair.
That is absurdly powerful.
It's almost like you're such a Jimso purist that you just want to wail on somebody and just overpower them.
Yeah, more or less.
And that works in many cases.
Yeah.
But if somebody's strategically so much smarter than you,
yeah,
you'll lose eventually.
Let's be a little conservative with the estimate and say that this Luke is like 50% of Grandmaster Luke.
Sure. Which is still...
Which is still obscene.
Obscene.
Yeah. So...
Yeah. Okay. Good with that.
So if Snoke is now in the picture, or at least is about to be...
Yeah, there's that whole question. What would Palpatine do paired up with Snoke?
Right.
Like, would they pair up or would they face off? And if they face off, the way they set it up is Snoke would probably wipe Palpatine. The way they've set it up. I don't know if I believe it.
See, and now this is where we go back to power scaling.
Yeah.
So in the hierarchy of scaling, you have statements by characters. You have statements by the narrator.
Yep.
You have shown feats.
Yep.
And you have explained feats. And then you have explained feats by the author.
Sure.
So what have we seen Snoke do? We've seen him effortlessly conjure lightning.
Yep.
Be a beast with telekinesis.
Oh, yeah. Even over distances.
Yeah.
If you believe it, he linked Kylo and Rey's minds.
Which I do, because he said that's what he did.
Well,
so,
you have no reason not to believe it, but yeah. I'm a cynic, so.
Yeah. So, impressive, yes.
Very impressive.
But again, with the lightning and the telekinesis, we've seen that. So...
But in of feature versus feature, he's a lot more effortless about it than Palpatine was.
Yes.
I mean,
that is true.
Palpatine could do the lightning, but it was, rah, I'm going to shoot it at you, where Snoke's just like,
yeah,
you know, flicks his fingernail and
yeah. So the thing
takes
is,
out LA.
The thing is then, is that...
Which actually is fine.
Yeah, if he wants to. Yeah. But the thing with that would be, we've never seen Snoke even close to trying.
Right.
Or yeah, like at full
he's
power.
Never been challenged. So we've never seen him do anything other than some parlor tricks in his throne room.
Yeah. So whereas with Sidious, you know, he's certainly old and he's probably not in his prime, but he's still like obscenely powerful in Revenge of the Sith.
Well, look at that 720 he did from a standing position. I'd love to see Snoke do that.
Yeah.
That's a lot of gold rope going flying, by the way.
And we know a lot more about Palpatine than we know about Snoke.
We do. And, I mean, if we try and be fair about it, what we knew about Palpatine in Return of the Jedi was about as much as we know about Snoke right now.
It was probably less, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, it might be. It's an ugly old guy with a cape.
Yeah. With a flowing black robe.
Who talks like he's been smoking cigarettes his whole life.
Yeah. So, if it came down to a force contest, I think I've stated this earlier, but...
Yeah.
if it came down to a force contest, from what we've seen, it would probably be Snoke. If it came down to a lightsaber duel, from what we know about Palpatine, and from what we've even heard anything about Snoke.
To be fair, we've never even seen Snoke with a lightsaber.
Exactly. We don't even know if he has one. So
probably not.
That's kind of a moot point.
Well, that said, you've also said before, Palpatine doesn't like fighting with a lightsaber.
He does not.
So,
but he's...
He will if he has to, obviously.
He's one of the best ever. So it's... He knows all the forms. He's one of the best duelists, not just of his era, but of all time. So I look at Snoke.
So saber on saber, Palpatine would probably take it.
Probably, because I look at Snoke
We just turned this into a death match.
Yeah, right. I look at Snoke as more of an Emperor Vitiate, whereas incredibly powerful with the Force.
Yep.
Sucks with a lightsaber.
Yeah. Comparatively. Like, I still wouldn't want to go up against him personally.
Yeah. Comparatively speaking, yeah.
Yep.
So, but then if, because I don't see Palpatine being the person to kind of like go up to Snoke and be like, my new master.
I don't either.
I don't see that.
He's either going to be political about it and start out with an alliance kind of situation. It could be start with a non-aggression pact, moving into an alliance, moving into politics, right? Be very strategic about it. But I think he's arrogant enough to go, I still have to be in charge.
Yes. Yeah.
So he's going to try and manipulate the situation, but Snoke's pretty manipulative himself. So it's going to be a war of wills.
Yeah.
Wills, as it were.
Wills.
War of the wills.
See, like...
But they're all dead, too. With the Bothans.
To me, Palpatine and Snoke are more or less the same character. We just know a hell of a lot more about one of them than the other.
Yeah.
I mean, they even died in a really similar way, quote unquote. Died. But.
Oh.
So it's like.
One fell off his chair, one fell down a well.
Well, they were both caught, quote unquote, off guard.
Off guard.
So it's like.
Fair.
Eh.
I know. In their arrogance.
Yeah. So. If Palpatine's just like, you know what? Let's confront this guy. Let's just get it done. I think that would be Luke's approach. Like,
so I'm going to argue. So I would say, if I cut this short, in Palpatine versus Snoke, Snoke would win because Palpatine wants to rely on strategy. Snoke being more powerful in the Force is just going to kind of use his power to wipe him out.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I'm feeling it. Because of the fact, we go back to Palpatine doesn't want to use his lightsaber. He will if he has to. But even in a Force, you know, if Palpatine came rushing at Snoke with his lightsaber, Snoke's powerful enough with his telekinesis to bat him away.
I don't know if that's true, though. See, that's the thing. Like,
I also want to see it.
Oh my God. If episode 9 is just that somehow.
Oh, that's fine.
Like, I don't care
totally
how we get
down
there,
with that. Yeah.
But if that's the movie,
I know.
I'd be like, oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Even if it's fanfic. Fanfic people.
Oh,
do you hear me?
If episode 9 is literally called Fan Service the Movie and it's good.
Down.
Yeah, I'll watch that every day.
Yep.
But like, that's the problem. Because
there's several ways it could go.
Yeah. And Snoke could be stronger than Palpatine because that's been stated.
But I'm willing to believe that in the Force.
Sure,
in
that's fine. Yeah. But again, it's
but you're
not
right.
Like,
lightsaber wise, I think Palpatine would beat him.
Yeah.
But Snoke is going to be smart enough not to be put in that position.
Probably, right? Yeah.
You know?
So, again, even if he's stronger, they never said that he blows him out of the water. He could just be a little stronger.
That's all
we
takes.
Don't know. So
it's like I've joked about, you know, even in a tournament setting, you only need a win by 1 point.
It's true.
So
yeah.
You don't have to be super stronger. You just have to be a little bit stronger in the moment.
Yeah. And so the real issue comes with if Luke is there too.
Yep.
And if he can help bolster Palpatine during the fight.
Oh, then Snoke has issues.
I don't see that going well for Snoke.
And by the way, no Praetorian guards in the room.
No. And even if they are, that would look really similarly to how it looked when Yoda walked into Palpatine's office in Revenge of the Sith. That'd be a non-issue.
Go to sleep.
That'd be so fast. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
If Luke and Palpatine are fighting together and smart.
Against Snoke.
I think they take it. Yeah. If Palpatine just waltzes in there in his arrogance and is like, I'm the Emperor.
So.
I think he gets destroyed.
Yep. I agree with that. Well, that went in a direction I didn't expect.
Yeah.
That was just if Luke didn't leave Dagobah.
Dagobah, yeah, wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How did we get there? Jeez, OP.
Goodness.
That's hilarious. No, that's really good, though. I think, yeah, things change a whole lot if Luke doesn't do that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's not a little. It's a lot. Like, some of these things where we've done these, a little bit changes. But a lot of other things end up still happening.
And one thing to touch on really quick about the power scaling, even though explained feats or statements by the author is traditionally the most correct form of information we can get.
Sure.
Because they're writing the story.
Because hashtag canon.
Yeah. There are times when people involved will say stuff.
And they should keep their mouth shut?
That isn't true. Yeah. Mm. So that's like, eh.
Eh.
But we don't have any reason to believe that Snoke isn't stronger. There hasn't been any proof that he's weaker.
True.
I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
So we can take that as it is right now.
Yep.
So there's no reason not to believe it at this point in time.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like you said, at this point in the movies, kind of point, time frame to time frame, we've seen more from Snoke than we have at Palpatine from this point in the movies. I mean, literally, by the end of Empire, we've seen him show up in a hologram.
That's true.
A kind of spooky Green Goblin kind of
so
mask.
So you mean in 7 and 8, we've seen more from Snoke than in 4 and 5? Correct. Yes.
Yeah, and maybe even by the end of 4, 5, and 6, what have we seen Palpatine do? One, sit there and speak really creepy and hang his robe off his chair.
He spun around like 180 degrees.
He did. That was pretty impressive for an old guy. You know? He could have gotten real dizzy.
He was defenseless.
It might have you know, kind of triggered some angina or something. But the only thing we actually saw him do force-wise was lightning.
Lightning, yeah.
Did he? Oh, okay. He pulled Luke's saber to him. Right? No.
No.
No, he didn't.
Vader had it and put
Vader
it.
Vader gave it,
and gave
handed
it to
him.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, we just, lightning was lightning. The only thing we saw.
Right. He did walk around with that cane, though, the beginning of
there's
the movie.
Oh, you know, the cane was pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's probably a secret laser cane.
Like the one Jedi from the Clone Wars?
I would do, yeah. I can never remember his name.
Same. The old guy with the white lightsaber, but it's a cane that Ahsoka took the bus with that one time.
it starts with like a T and an S.
I don't remember.
Fode knows. And he's yelling at his radio right now.
That sounds like a segment on a show.
Hashtag
Fode knows. Welcome to Fode knows.
The more you know with Fode.
Beers, starships, and that old Jedi guy with the laser sword.
The laser sword.
And game. Barbecue.
Oh, yes. He does know that. As we saw.
And tasted.
Thank you for cooking.
Indeed.
Those amazeballs.
Indeed.
Okay. Well, I think that's all we got.
That was good.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
I know.
Some juicy speculation.
So this is what happens when there's a lack of Star Wars news is we make shit up.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Gives us something to do.
I love talking about this.
I know. Seriously. So, yeah. There we go.
Beautiful. 85.
God, we're going to be 100 before we know it.
I am excited.
We got to start planning. I don't know if we're going to do a holiday party, but certainly the anniversary party. And then that, right before the anniversary party, marks the end of season 2.
Season 2. Oh, my God.
Oh, director's cut.
We got to do a season finale.
Oh, yeah. I got to put that in the list.
Dude. I just had the best idea for the season finale.
Oh, no.
I'll tell you after we're done recording.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
hashtag top secret.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, guys, thank you for listening. If you are in the San Diego area, if you're in the LA area, get your butt down here and go to Battle Mage Brewing because this place is pretty cool.
It's pretty dope.
There's a bunch of people behind us. You probably heard them who are now drinking beer. And by a bunch of people, I mean like four.
Yeah, it's so nice. It's not crowded.
It's like when we were back at Intergalactic on a slow day.
Yeah, right.
It was just chill.
It was chill.
Yeah.
I like this place. And nerdy. A lot. Chill and
the,
nerdy.
I love the nerd.
Yeah.
Yeah, so definitely do yourself a favor and check it out. It's kind of in the middle of a generic industrial business park, but it's not hard to find. Google is, if you search for it on Google, it is correct.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy to find.
It is. So thank you guys for listening to all this crazy stuff. If you guys have ideas for death matches or even what if scenarios you want us to explore,
send them to us.
DM us on Twitter or SD Sabres Podcast. Send us an email, podcast@sandiosabres.net.
Ooh,
I know. Or, you know, find us somehow. We're also on Facebook. Hit us up there. But send us ideas. We love talking about this stuff. And if you don't send us ideas, you have to deal with the ones that we come up with. And
then which are fun, but
which
I
are
mean,
fun, but yeah, we love yours.
Yeah.
They're fantastic. You guys come up with some good stuff.
So keep sending them.
Absolutely. So also check out all the wonderful things on the Star Wars Commonwealth Network.
Oh, yes.
I'm in the middle of I'm a little bit behind right now. I'm in the middle of listening to the Nerd Room from earlier this week. And right now I can't even think what they were talking about. Oh, was it some Spider-Man stuff maybe?
The Room remember. Of Nerds?
I know. No, wonderful guys. I love those guys so much.
Indeed, yes.
So, yeah, so until next week, then, I will be your host, Steve Kirk.
And I will be Eric Main.
Bye.
We really appreciate you listening to our show this week. If you have any questions or comments about this or any other episode, we'd love to hear from you. Just drop us an email, podcast@sandiegosabres.net. And make sure you check out the other great shows from the Star Wars Commonwealth Network. Talk Star Wars, Generation X-Wing, The Nerd Room, Tumbling Saber, The Rogue Squadron Podcast, The Skyhoppers Podcast, Less Than 12 Parsecs, Tatooine Sons, and Retro Inc. Head to StarWarsCommonwealth.com and take your first steps into a larger world. Until next time, remember to always keep your blades up, don't lose your tip, and may the Force be with you.
San Diego Sabres Radio Podcast is produced by F7 Productions and is intended for informational and educational purposes only. This podcast is not endorsed or sponsored by Lucasfilm or any of its companies. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, music, characters, and other Star Wars items are the property of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content is property of San Diego Sabres, copyright 2018. May the Force be with you.